business meetings, retreats, and personal interaction. Why business meetings are important. Having a system in place for meetings, types of business meetings, activities at overnight retreats, holiday parties, and personal interactions checklist. Business meetings. Why are business meetings important when they take up time and take people away from their work? You have to look at what it is that a business meeting is actually giving to your team. Your team is your family away from home. You spend more time with your office colleagues than your partners and children. Just as it is important for you to spend time with your at-home family, it is equally important to spend time with your at-work family. Why business meetings are important. Reason number one. Group meetings encourage team members to communicate their ideas with their peers. They are excellent for introducing new business and receiving feedback. Reason number two. Meetings present management with the opportunity to address issues and relate information to the group as a whole instead of hunting people down to address them individually or sending out an email that not everyone will see at the same time. Reason number three. Having everyone together gives a platform for offering advice and finding solutions. Reason number four. Meetings break up the monotony. Sometimes people just need to leave their desks for a moment. When they get back to their regular work activities, they may be able to approach them with a fresh mind. Reason number five. Meetings make people feel like they are part of a team, not just hermits who sit in an office or cubicle day after day. So much communication today occurs digitally, taking out the human element entirely. In-person interaction is critical for team building. Have a system in place. Create a template for your meeting agenda. List the date and time, the names of those members present, and the business items to discuss. It is customary to begin the template by discussing old business and then move on to new business. Remember to review action items from past meetings. Assign someone to take meeting minutes. A team member records and types the minutes into the template and disseminates it to the entire company. This way, anyone who missed the meeting can review the discussion. Assign action items and follow up. Delegate tasks to members to accomplish within a specific time frame and discuss progress or their statuses at the next meeting. Set the date and time for the next meeting. Many companies have a standing calendar for meetings. You can have regular weekly wrap-up meetings during which your team discusses and reviews what they accomplished during the week, or you can have monthly meetings where you set monthly goals. Various types of business meetings. Sales meetings. Meetings are especially important for salespeople. Sales meetings allow management to discuss sales goals and to amp up the salespeople's energy by recognizing performance. Sales meetings also play a key role in rolling out new marketing initiatives. You can still assemble your team members with multiple branch offices spread throughout the region. Technology has made it increasingly simple for people to meet via the internet. It is the next best thing to being together around a table. Programs like Skype, GoToMeeting, and Zoom allow people to meet face-to-face online. These types of meetings are preferable to conference calls because everyone can see each other and interact, making the meeting more meaningful for all parties involved. It also keeps people from muting their phones and zoning out during meetings. Sales meetings should last only a short time. You want your top sales agents to stay in a meeting when they could be out bringing in business. Hold sales meetings consistently. The longer the time between meetings, the longer they will be. Brainstorming meetings. At least every other week, key team members should sit down together and brainstorm about how the brokerage will dominate the market. Use a whiteboard to write out and illustrate ideas. Listen to the opinions and ideas of others. One idea could spark another and another, which could lead to a plan. Many team members like the informality and spontaneity of brainstorming meetings because many creative ideas often come to light. You will not need a formal agenda, but keep track of ideas and comments to flesh out later. Brainstorming meetings often stimulate ideas for problem solving, serving as a springboard for other ideas. Team members frequently walk away, feeling as though they were able to contribute to the business in some way. Always reserve judgment during brainstorming meetings and counsel your team members to do the same. No one likes to be attacked or judged for a spontaneous idea that might be effective if team members could open their minds and allow themselves to think outside the box. Problem-solving meetings. Sometimes managers may find it necessary to have a meeting solely dedicated to solving a problem or issue they are not getting traction on through normal channels. Problem-solving meetings are very specific and may only address one particular problem or encompass a wide array of issues plaguing the firm. These meetings are often called on the spur of the moment and require agents and staff to consider the problems at hand, where they stem from, and any possible solutions. Often, the manager may appoint a certain individual or group to take the necessary action to ensure an action plan is created and carried out. Weekly wrap-up meetings. End-of-week meetings are great ways to discuss events and issues that pop up during the week. The whole team, busy sales agents, if they are inclined, and administration staff, can sit together to voice their concerns about issues or offer congratulations and shout-outs for successes. Managers can also break wrap-up meetings down into their components. For example, a meeting only for administration staff to discuss matters pertinent to the everyday operations of the brokerage. Retreats. Retreats are excellent ways to build employee morale. Holding an overnight retreat away from the office enables people to get to know each other out of the context of the workplace. Spirits are high, and many people will relax and enjoy themselves. Retreats are terrific occasions for management to recognize outstanding performers with speeches and awards. Make time for team-building games and activities that allow people to form relationships with each other and strengthen existing bonds. If you have multiple branch offices, a yearly retreat gives staff members who usually do not get to interact a time and place to bond. Many hotels offer conference space and staff to help you plan and organize your retreat so you will not have to stress or worry. Leave parts of the planning to the professionals so that you can focus on what you need to communicate to your staff. Overnight retreats. Activities at an overnight retreat might include award dinners at tasteful restaurants. The dress can be semi-formal or business casual. Seat people at small tables, which allow for easy conversation. The combination of good food and good company will loosen people up. Keep speeches short and sweet in between courses. Give praise to your top performers and hand out awards for exceptional service. Team building experiences. Team building can be accomplished by hosting a game show where your staff members are the contestants vying for prizes. Especially with salespeople, this will spark a competitive spirit, and people will rally together to win. Prizes can be anything from gift cards to a one-night stay in a nice hotel. Take the time to choose the prizes yourself. It is more meaningful for you and your employees. You can create games and activities, or hire a company specializing in creating team-building activities for company retreats. Sometimes, hiring a company to plan and organize these activities is much easier for management. You can play along and be surprised along with your team. Breakfast and lunch meetings. After the fun comes the business. It is a business retreat, after all. During the meeting, teams present their achievements and outlook for the coming year, including the big picture and individual goals. Everyone should come away from the meeting knowing what to do to improve the company and looking forward to the next retreat. Holiday parties. Many firms forsake annual or semi-annual retreats for the company holiday party. Once a year, usually around Christmas or New Year, firms hold special dinners in elegant restaurants or event venues, allowing agents and staff to dress up in semi-formal or formal attire and mingle amongst themselves and their significant others. Some firms extend invitations beyond the office, asking current and past clients to join. Holiday parties are special occasions during which employees from different branch offices learn a little about each other and see each other out of the office environment. Some companies give out special awards during holiday parties or make important announcements. There is often a planned menu with a choice of at least two different appetizers, entrees and desserts, and a selection of white wine, red wine, and cocktails. Personal interactions. It is sometimes challenging to walk into a group of new people, walk into a seller's home, or sit down at a landlord's conference table and know how to greet and meet. These steps will make it simple and easy to have a plan to use every time that works successfully. 1. Stand up when you meet someone. Remaining seated gives people the impression that they do not matter enough for you to make an effort to stand up. If you cannot stand up because of where you are sitting, offer an apology for why you cannot get up. My chair cannot go back far enough to stand up. Please excuse me. 2. Smile. Put a smile on your face for the person who is standing. Look as if you are pleased to meet the other person, no matter what is on your mind. 3. Make eye contact. If you are staring off into space when someone is talking to you, it may appear to them that you are looking for better company. Make eye contact when speaking to people. It will make them feel you are interested in them. It makes them think they are important to you, and what they have to say is important enough for your attention. 4. Introduce yourself immediately. You would not wait for someone else to make introductions. When you meet someone, introduce yourself and extend your hand for a handshake. Everyone in business shakes hands with everyone else. Neither bone-breaking grasp nor wimpy shakes are appropriate. Just a good, confident handshake. 5. Introduce yourself with a statement of who you are and what you do. Introduce yourself with a statement of who you are and what you do. Mentioning your job opens up the opportunity for conversation. It is not always enough to say, "Hello, I am Rita Santa Maria." "Hello, I am Rita Santa Maria. I work at Champion School of Real Estate." 6. Introduce someone to another person. When introducing someone to another person, the lesser status person is introduced to the higher status person. For example, introduce your office manager to your important client. Rhonda James. I would like you to meet the buyers I am working with, Brianna and Henry Walker. 7. Let people know you were happy to meet them. Upon leaving a conversation, always exit with, "It was nice to meet you." This is another opportunity for a farewell handshake and smile while focusing on that person. If you are confident when meeting new people, you will have a solid start for long-term relationships.